Kunjabihari Jayaradha Madhava. Jayaradha Madhava. Kunjabihari. Gopi jana vallabha giribhara dhari. Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yamuna tira vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Jaya. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Pari Prajakacharya Stita Rasatashi Shumare Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Pavishnu Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Pari Prajakacharya Stita Rasatashi Shumad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Jigahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Basadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavandham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuramanirti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki All Glorious Samadavotis All Glorious Samadavotis Glory, Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Gopra. Can you get that knife, Ken? I'll read it afterwards. In the back, it was up here. Today is the, after this, if I say anything. We'll see, last minute. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rayanam Namaskritya Naram Chevinarottamam Devi Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jamudiraya. All right, we're doing third canto, chapter 19, verse 15, as depicted on the screen. Vrikneshashule bahudhari nahare. Vrikneshashule bahudhari nahare. Pratyetya vistirna muro vibhutima. Pratyetya vistirna muro vibhutima. Pravidharasha sakatora mushtina. Pravidharasha sakatora mushtina. Nadan prahityantara diyatasura. Nadan prahityam taradhiya tasura. Bolo. That's it, nobody else. Huh? All right, so the word meanings are as follows. Brick, nay, when cut. Okay, this is a battle going on, so you know, don't get scared. Sasule, his trident. Bahuda, to many pieces. Arina, by the Sudarshan Chakra. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratyetya, after advancing toward. Vistirnam, broad. Ura, chest. Bhutimat, the abode of the goddess of fortune. Pravidha, having been increased. Rosha, anger. Sa, Hiranyaksha. Katora, hard. Mushtina, with his fist. Nadan, roaring. Prahitya, after striking. Antarabdiyata, disappeared. Asura, the demon. The demon was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces by the discus of the Personality of Godhead. He therefore advanced toward the Lord, roaring aloud, struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest, which bore the mark of Shivat's. Then he went out of sight. Purport. Shivatsa is a curl of white hair on the chest of the Lord, which is a special sign of his being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vaikuntha Loka or in Goloka Vrindavan, the inhabitants are exactly of the same form as the Personality of Godhead, but by this Shivatsa mark on the chest of the Lord, he is distinguished from all others. Omagana Timarandasya. Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Mainama Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Tapatakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Itam Tam Sajibam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Itam Shai Krishna Kunasindo Dinabando Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kantarata Kantanamostute Panchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasini Gaur Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, again, the verse says, Rikne Sasule Bahudarina Hare Pratye Chavistirna Muro Vibhutimat Pravidha Rosha Sakato Ramustina Nadam Parityantara Diyatasura. The demon was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces by the discus of the Personality of Godhead. He therefore advanced toward the Lord and roaring aloud struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest, which bore the mark of Shivatsa. Then he went out of sight. He went out of sight. Antaradiyata. He disappeared. Okay. So, it's a colorful verse here. And this demon is full of rosha, anger. These are demoniac qualities that people are born into this material world have Icha Dvesha Samutena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. I guess animals get angry. Yeah, they do, right? They fight bulls and all these different animals they're fighting. But this is one of the enemies of the human beings, at least, is the six enemies, sometimes described as 10 enemies. So like Ravana today is the day celebrating their victory over Ravana, and he's embodying all these bad qualities. We can read about it later a little bit. So see what happens. So Rosh, red. People get reddish when they get angry. So Sanskrit kicks in again as our original language. Rikne, Sashule, this trident. So Lord Shiva has a trident. This is also a weapon. When Maharaj Rahugana, he was having his discussion with Judd Bharat. So after a while, he realized, wait a minute, how I'm listening to this guy. First he was complaining, criticizing like anything, chastising. Rahugana was a big king sitting on his palanquin. So then he said, oh yeah, he very sarcastically was chastising him. Oh, see, you're not too strong, huh? Can't carry the palanquin and all that. He's saying some things, and then Judd Bharat was explaining, it's like unbelievable if you read it. Each part of the Bhagavatam is, sometimes I think Prabhupada should have got Nobel Prize for just translating like the fifth canto or the fourth canto. So in that fifth canto, and he's chastising him, so, oh yeah, I'm not very strong, you're right, because actually I'm not the body, neither are you. Somehow or other, all these material elements come together, they create a palanquin, they're creating, manifesting my arms and legs, your arms and legs. You think you're the king, big time, and you think I'm your servant, but in next life it may be that you're a servant, or who knows what you'll be, I'm king. Like, so within a few verses, then this, Ruganaita tapasa nayati na cheja nirvipanadi tirva. So, binamahat padra jobhishekam. Judd Bharat explaining to him, king, but the king actually started to get some realization. So, and all of a sudden he just realized, wow. I don't even know. You might be someone like Dr. Treya. There's so many sages and great personalities I've heard of, and they wander throughout the world. And the way you're speaking, so he felt, so he mentioned this Shula, but Lord Shiva's trident, and he said that, I am not afraid of Lord Shiva's trident or Indra's thunderbolt or the weapons of Varuna or the Devas, or the sun, the moon, but I am afraid of offending such a great person like yourself. And indirectly, Judd Bharat had said that, binamahat padava jobhishekam, like that, something like that, that similar like Prahlad said, without bathing in the dust of a great personality who was detached from this material world. He said, this is your big problem, king, you are attached to this material world. So throughout Bhagavatam, we're here, and it's interesting there because in that section, I think it's 5, 10, 12, 13, there's quite a conversation, several chapters. So one of the things that Judd Bharat mentions is this Sudarshan chakra. And the Sudarshan means seeing, darshan means to see, and it sees everything. And there are even a whole set of prayers, I don't know, 10, 15 prayers, in when this, who was that? Durvasa Muni, he had offended the King Ambarish. And King Ambarish, he wanted to touch his, finally he was explained by Lord Vishnu that I have no independence, that Paradina, Paradina means I am under the control of my bhaktas, mad bhakta. So you have to go back and surrender to Maharaj Ambarish. And Maharaj Ambarish was so concerned with this welfare that the Sudarshan Chakra was chasing this Durvasa. He was praying to Sudarshan. And if you read there, there's so many prayers that whatever it takes, with all my humility, you can read. I mean, Bhagavatam is Vidya Bhagavatavadi, is ocean. There's no limit because you can read again and again. Like, I didn't remember all these prayers. Does anyone here know all the prayers of Maharaj Ambarish praying to Sudarshan Chakra? He's actually praying for the welfare of his tormentor. But of course, this Durvasa, please save him. Like that. He didn't just say, okay, everything's cool, I forgive you. No, he gave so many prayers praising this Sudarshan Chakra. And here, this Asura, he's so fortunate, he's coming, he's getting hit directly by the chakra, and still he's able to exist. The Sudarshan Chakra is explained there by Jad Bharat. This Sudarshan Chakra is the wheel, direct wheel of Hari. Mm-hmm. We're getting Hari here. The Hari Chakra, and it is to seeing everything, just like Krishna is expanding the modes of nature. When you hear these prayers, read those prayers, you can substitute that Sudarshan Chakra for Krishna directly, because if you just take him out of context, he's destroying, he's creating the modes of nature, creating the material world. Everything's going on by this Sudarshan Chakra. And it is so powerful, and especially we see it in the form of time, that this chakra is destroying everything in this material world. Prahlad Maharaj has several verses referring to this chakra vishishtam ajayeshwara sodashare, the 16 spokes. And in some prayers it describes 100 spokes. So however you see it, so many spokes in this wheel of time. But our relation is that we have no control over time. One who doesn't understand Rupa Beda Svadam Dibyam, described there, Kapila Dev. One who doesn't understand the time factor, doesn't understand that Krishna's controlling the time factor, that Ayo Haradi Bai Pumsanu Janasantayana Sotasyate Yakena Nita Uttama Shloka. That Uttama Shloka is the Lord of the time factor, and that then he must become afraid of time. It means that everyone in this material world is viparya, the opposite of the actual, the mentality that we should have in this human form of life. Atato brahma jigyasa, we're meant for finding out about this time element. It's eternal time, and it's eternally destroying. Things are coming together, and then apart, so we have no permanent relation with anybody. Like is describing today, Madhva's Pranavinda was enumerating five things that Madhvacharya was, one of the things he was teaching, because we see him like this, there's two, but it means there's separation. This is Dvaitabad, that there's separation of the living entity with the material energy, and the material energy with Krishna, and there's five different separating things that so we see. Not one. I was in LA Temple in 76, Prabhupada was giving lecture, and at one point he said, we don't say one. No, he was very emphatic, and the temple was filled. Maybe Pundarik Vijayaniti was even there. I don't know. You probably were there. And he said, he didn't mention Madhvacharya that time, but he said, we don't say one, we say two. In other words, we're not one, we're not just one, we're not, we're one in purpose. Chitete koriya aikya, our consciousness, our motive, we're not motivated, but we're motivated, our motivation is only to serve the guru, the acharyas in our line, to study the Bhagavatam. This is our, one of the five big instructions. To study the Bhagavatam, to chant the holy name, worship the deity, live in the Dham, like that. So these things, but Prabhupada, when he said no, two, when he looked at everybody in the temple room, and somehow or other, I don't know, by some fantasy, I always think of myself in the balcony, although the women were in the balcony, I don't know how, but I always imagine that I can see Prabhupada, and he's just going too, and he looked at everyone in the temple, and at one time, this is some great mystic power that Prabhupada has, Shakti, that he, if I have to look at everyone here, I have to scan around and look like this, and everyone one at a time, like, but Prabhupada could look, and everyone after the class, well, during the class, but after the class, they said, "Oh, Prabhupada looked right at me." You were there, Pundari? You wouldn't forget it. He said, "We say, two," and then everyone, he looked at everyone at one time. So don't try this. I mean, it's not that easy to look at everyone. Everyone felt, "Oh, Prabhupada looked at me." So Prabhupada, in fact, some of those Madhva followers, I went to Udupi in 84, and at that time there was a Pejwar. He was the most pious, sympathetic to Prabhupada and his junior sannyasi. So the junior sannyasi was saying that, "You're a Prabhupada Swami, he is just like Madhva," you know. So they have eight moths. Yeah, today's Madhva's appearance supposed to say something. So what I learned, I mean, I went there with Gaur Keshwar. He knows all about these different lines. And Radha Swami was there. But they were praising Prabhupada. In fact, there was one man. He was a newspaper editor, and his name was Subramaniam. So I had portable tape recorder and some headphones, and this guy was translating the Lilamrita into his Malayalam, what language they're speaking, Udupi. He was translating it little by little in the newspaper, and he really loved Prabhupada also, and he was a householder, but very staunch follower of Madhva, and Subramaniam his name. So when I said, "Oh, you probably don't get a chance to hear these Bhajan of Prabhupada, you should hear it." So I gave him my big headphones, and I was playing it, and he was so much in ecstasy listening. And he kept saying again and again, he said, "Yes, he has saved them from the depths of depravity." You know, he was glorifying Prabhupada like anything. So those who are strictly in the line of Madhva, like those, this is already more than 40 years ago, but they very much appreciate Prabhupada, but not all so much, but these gentlemen that I met, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Udupi and he was criticizing them, discussing, they have a different angle of view. One thing that they say is that they don't understand really that by preaching you can come out of the modes of nature or something. They think that everyone is kind of an angle. I was trying to argue in my quoting a few verses, and there was a dichotomy because the guy I was arguing with was saying the opposite of his friend. His friend was sitting right next to him within 3 feet, and he was listening to Prabhupada in ecstasy, and the other man, Banaji or somebody, he was saying that, we don't think that people, we don't bother to preach because people are born in the nature, and they... And so I quoted a few verses. I said, "Well, I don't understand. Mamhi Pathavi Apashvacha," Krishna says in the Gita, anyone can be delivered, and it's Sudra, man, woman, Vaishyas, and everybody. So why do you say like that? So he was in stark contrast, just shows you how people don't agree. But anyway, so this, my small 2-day experience in Udupi or so, and also 2 days maybe, and the prasad, of course, is unbelievable. We... sat in is a long row at a special place where they serve out. It's just meant, I think, for prasadam, because it's just a narrow room. There's several rooms, and you sit and you wait for the prasadam, and we're waiting and waiting, and I was thinking, wow, I'm getting really starving here. Finally, they came out with so many preparations, and it was like you couldn't stop eating, you know, the way they cooked it then. Anyway, yeah, they don't ask for anything. I guess the people probably sponsored from hundreds of years ago. Who knows? Still going on. So after eating that, you know, it's incredible. Prasadam. So my experience of Udupi was limited. The sannyasis are very strict. You see there's eight moths there, and there's one each senior sannyasi has a junior sannyasi, and the junior sannyasi is chosen according to astrological calculation, not that any random person, but even at 10, young, 12, he becomes a sannyasi. They see in his chart, oh, this boy, he full renunciation by his horoscope. So he becomes trained up to be the assistant sannyasi. And when the senior sannyasi has his danda, it's just bamboo, they don't have a cloth like a Gaudiya Mal or somebody or others, but they just have bamboo stick, and no one can touch his stick except for the junior sannyasi. And there's always somebody in front that no women, no ladies can go very close. Please move within so many feet. We know Chaitanya Prabhu has, sometimes they say 50 feet, an old lady, although we hear the old lady climbed up on Lord Chaitanya's shoulders, and she was so much in ecstasy and wanted to see the deities. So when the senior sannyasi wants to hand his danda to the junior, he lets go of it, and he doesn't touch it at the same time as the junior sannyasi. Junior sannyasi, then it stands there for a second, you know, like if you stand, let go of a stick, it won't fall immediately, then he'll grab it like that. So they're very strict. They show this example, and therefore they don't fall down. It so happened that maybe one time in 800, 900 years, somebody fell down, that recent one, I think, that we visited. He was so anxious to see Prabhupada's movement. He's not supposed to leave India. They're very strict. But he left. So therefore, he was declared fallen like that somehow. So if they're very, very advanced, they can understand that Prabhupada is representing Madhvacharya, although Madhvacharya's philosophy is teeny bit different. But this comes about. It's a long history through, it was Baladev Vidyabhushan, and he was arguing, defending the Gaudiya philosophy in near Jaipur. I forgot the name of that place. And they said, well, you don't have a real, you guys may be just very happy doing your thing, but not associated with a Sampradaya. But because Baladev Vidyabhushan had been in this Madhva Sampradaya, so he declared, no, this is Brahma Madhva, like that. So we became Brahma Madhva. But Chaitanya Prabhu did criticize them. He didn't consider them very advanced when he went there. He said, but you are very attached to the Varnashram system and you worship this deity, so therefore it's very nice. But you don't understanding the higher rasas, But wherever Mahaprabhu would go, then people were struck with wonder, of course. So also, well, I was thinking of this word, Sule, because that Rahugana, one of his verses, I am not afraid of this Sule, I can't remember the whole verse, but it's very nice. It's kind of a famous verse. But I am afraid of offending the pure devotee. So when he realized how great Jad Bharat was, he chanted the shloka. Very nice verse. Some of the other things here. Yad yad vibhutimat satvam. This is one of the verses in the Gita. This is vibhutimat. And here the translation is the abode of the goddess of fortune. So I was looking for the verse. It's in 10th chapter of the Gita. Who remembers the number? Anybody? No hands? Okay, so I'm going to read just because it reminded me of that. Yad yad bebukti matsatam shimat orjitam eva ba tata de baba gachatam mamate jonkrasam bhavan. I thought it would be nice to, if I could find it here. Yad yad. It's somewhere I looked for it for a second, but my brain was not in order. I guess this is not. Anyway, yad yad vibhuti matsatvam shimat ojitameva tatari bhavagachatam abhate jamsa sambhavan. We have in 10th chapter of the Gita, we get the nutshell verses. And then Is it at the end? Who remembers where that verse is? I think it's maybe at the end of the chapter. Yad yad vibhuti matsattvam. So this verse says, know that all opulent, beautiful, glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Vibhuti generally means opulences. So, of course, goddess of fortune is giving all the opulences. So that's why we have this word, vibhuti. And this word is used kind of cheaply also, vibhuti, like when the so-called gurus, they create some ashes or something called vibhuti or something. It's all nonsense. It's like Sai Baba, he was bringing out some little teeny trinket from somewhere in his sleeve, and or ashes, they call vibhuti. So these, also one of the lessons given by, and this is a manifestation of the time factor, that when Judd Bharat was speaking to this King Rahugana, then he was describing, well, the Forest of Enjoyment is a super amazing chapter, you know, and how the children are like little jackals and the wife is like a tigress, and all the analogies are there. It's kind of scary, really, and that the living entity, especially human being, and Prabhupada is very, very heavy in that chapter, his purports. If you haven't read that recently, I would highly recommend it every day. And the Forest of Enjoyment, yeah, it's an amazing thing. And they take shelter of false gurus, which Bhagavatam, Judd Bharat, compares to vultures, all these kind of asuric, impious birds, you know, and that they try to protect themselves from the Sudarshan Chakra, just like this asura is trying to defend himself, but although he's directly in touch with the personality of Godhead, Hari, but this is a Leela, so he's playing with him. But generally speaking, the ordinary person, they don't get a chance to play with this Sudarshan Chakra. No, we don't have any interaction. Aham Bhakta Paradino, Yesvatantra Iva Dvija. Only if you're in the level of Ambarish, where Krishna is telling directly to Durvasa, I am under the control of my bhaktas. Aham bhakta paradino. Sadavo hridayam maham, sadhanam hridayam tvaham. The sadhus are in my heart. I am there in their heart. Of course, he's here, antara. It says, antara diyata, within. This word, antara, but Krishna is within. But this demon, the demons are thinking viparitani, just the opposite. When Arjuna came onto the battlefield, he told Krishna, I came here, you know, to looking to for some glory, but now I see it. Viparitani Keshava. Nimitani chapasyami. I'm seeing just the opposite. Viparitani. So the demons are described in the 16th chapter also that they're always working the opposite. And this is a tamagun manifestation. Those who are in the Raja Tamagun, they're working against Krishna, against the time factor. We cannot do anything. Like, the time factor is taking away everything. Uttama Shloka Lalasa. Only those who are absorbed in the Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka means Krishna. He's Uttama, and his name is Uttama Shloka because he can only be glorified by the highest poetry. Of course, anybody can glorify, but especially Uttama Shloka. So his name is, because he's beyond the Tamagun. The demons are in the Tamagun. So I'm sure there's persons who would identify with this Haranyaksha, Haranyakashipu. Shukadev warns us in the beginning of the second canto, beginning of the Bhagavatam, that don't become like Kashipu. King Kashipu Prayasar. Don't try for a soft bed. Rather, lie on the ground. He's telling the sadhus, Bhagavatam is after all meant for paramahansas who are totally detached from this material world. Chirani kim patina shanti de shanti bhikshan levangripa paribato parashtopya shushan. Chirani means old clothes. There's some old clothes from the cremation ground. Wear that. So we shouldn't forget, because we'll slip into this mood of Aranyaksha. Aranya means gold. So Judd Bharat compares to this aspiration for gold, just like going after stool, right? This actual sadhus are so detached that they're seeing this material, samalostashma kanchana, whether it's gold or a stone, a rock, someone else's property. It's just like Prabhupada says, yellow stool. Everyone's running after this gold, the whole material world, Aranyaksha. It's simply a world of names. So for the advanced devotees, Paramahamsa, they're thinking, they're seeing that this is just names. This is gold, this is a rock, you've got a bunch of gold, so what? We don't care. No, Sukadev says, lie on the ground, get some cloth from the cremation ground, like Gorkhashodas Babaji used to take some cloth from the cremation ground. Sometimes it's said that he soaked his raw rice in a skull. We cannot, but this is the standard detachment. Vairagya kena. What does it say? Adimadhyā vasāneshu vairagya kena. The entire Bhagavatam is from beginning, middle, and end is simply to give us this detachment. And Parikshit Maharaj is sitting here listening to this. Sometimes we wonder, well, why is he hearing all this? He's gonna die any day now. Katyasva Mahabhaga. But he's telling, give me more, give me more. He's telling Sukadeva. And Sukadeva is, you know, whether Sukadeva is Suta Goswami, then we're hearing all about Maitreya, Narada, Vidura. So many of these great, great personalities are speaking for our benefit. Hitta Kamya. It's all meant for our benefit. So when we hear about these demons fighting, then we want to think, no, I don't want to be like that guy fighting with Krishna. No, simply surrender, like Arjuna does in 2.7, right? Karpanya dosho pahata sabhava. What does the verse say? Karpanya, I'm afflicted with so many faults, dosha, kala dosha, especially now. There's so many faults in Kali Yuga. So we have so many faults. And the time factor is crushing, Prahlad Maharaj says. Under the wheel of time, upakasha vibho prapanam. Prahlad Maharaj is speaking. Such a great person, 5 years old. We cannot get enough of his slokas. So one of his prayers he's saying like that, that this chakra finished in a second. I've seen my father. He was so powerful. Hiranyakashipu, the brother of Hiranyaksha. He was so powerful that even the devas were frightened when he would raise his eyebrow. But within a moment, he's finished by your time factor. Kalas tatatma manasiti jagatrayani, described there in Brahma Samhita, this time factor. This is this chakra. So we're not exempt. Everyone is. From the tiniest microbe, atomic particle, blade of grass, up to Lord Brahma, all finished by this time factor. But when we see the time factors, Krishna, okay. It's like Prabhupada, he was getting bombed. They were getting bombed in Calcutta. And Prabhupada was making a sound, boom, like a bomb. And he said, but I was thinking, that's Krishna. So, but Hiranyaksha, he is fighting. He has very powerful, but he's nothing compared to Krishna. So he's making fun, calling him names, calling the boar or some beast from the ocean, amphibian, cares for you. But you can say what you like, but you'll be finished. So this is the position of Hiranyaksha. This word here, mustina, we recognize this word that one of the wrestlers that Krishna fought with, Mushtika. Was it Krishna or Balaram that fought with Mushtika? Mustika and the other guy, and then this Toshal, all these other wrestlers after they were killed, just see the illusion. These big, big, huge wrestlers. I mean, you know, even nowadays we have some 7 foot, 7 foot four wrestlers that weigh 300-400 pounds. You at least look at them and you're like, oh, I hope that guy doesn't pick me up and throw me around or something. So those guys were huge. Kamsa, you don't think Kamsa had small wrestlers? No. He had big, so Mustika. And it means fist. It's a funny name, actually. Mustika. And there's one logic, something, something like Chayaya Mustika Nyaya. That means when you waste your time just bluffing, there's different types of logic given. So one of them is just like when you just punching air. That's what it means, just punching air. Like, it's funny. There's quite a few of those things like that. Prabhupada used to use we're hearing about this. Mode to sadrapi brishchika. This, it's like a serpent with so much poison. So even the sadrapi brishchika. Sarpahatya, even the snakes and scorpions are killed, but even the sadhus are happy about it. But there's one logic, the tandula, prishtika tandula nyaya. For the materialists, they're very fond of thinking that it's just material energy, but they cannot see, just like there's piles of rice and the scorpions are coming out. Tandula. Prishchika means scorpion. So this logic of the scorpion and the rice pile, they're not born from the rice. They come from another scorpion. But it looks like, oh, they're coming out of the rice. So it looks like, just like the other one. Another one is like the nipples of the goat. Ajagala Vrittinyaya. A goat has wrinkles on his neck, they look like nipples, the baby goat cannot drink anything out of that. So the material energy is very tricky. It looks like actually behind that is Krishna. So similarly, this demon Aranyaksha and his what are some of these pravidda bhaktya. There's one verse by I think Vidura, Maitreya, they're speaking Vishadasha, yeah. Those with a very ever-increasing serious attitude. Shashadadanasa, Vivardamana, Pravida Bhakti. There's several verses, very ecstatic verses. So this Pravida, this word is also used in 17. No, it's used in 14th chapter. When there's an increase in the mode of ignorance, the different symptoms are there, the foolishness and suffering. Pravida means increasing. But we want to see that our bhakti is increasing. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam pranamitasvadam. So he's full of anger, rosha, manye, tadyacha manyamasaras. When Prahlad is speaking with Sringadevi, he's saying, give up your anger. Nobody could stop his anger. Krishna's, Nrsingadeva's anger is unlimited. A demon's anger, so it's very, he may be very angry, but he'll be killed. Nrsingadeva, all the devas tried to stop him. Sattai katanava chasagatayo pravahai. With streams of prayers in the mode of goodness, sattai katanava chasagatayo, they could not pacify. Therefore, they pushed Prahlad. So one of the things he said, tadyacca manya, manya means anger also. Give it up, please. Stop your anger. And he gave it up due to Prahlad's bhakti. Okay, so any comments on this? No? I can read from the ninth canto. Ramchandra, last so many verses. This is a summary because Sukadeva Goswami, when speaking with Parikshit Maharaj, he also said that everyone knows Ramayana. when the Bhagavatam, when this whenever this pastime took place, it was very familiar to Parikshit Maharaj. And so let's see if it's in here. Pastimes of Lord Ram. So so this is also a big, big fight. And if you read the Ramayana, it goes on for a long time. It's very detailed and scary. Yesterday online, there was a class, and they played, there's someone named Arjun Avatar. He made, I don't know if he's a devotee, but he made this animated, it's a slideshow, not a film, very up-to-date, artificial and AI art, you know, but very, very detailed. So we watched that for like an hour and a half, or about an hour and a half. So if you find that Arjunacharya slideshow, you can see this in detail, this fight. And I think I had enough yesterday. That's why I wasn't so enthusiastic. But when I get back to the Bhagavatam, then I get fired up again because Prabhupada's here. So, but we'll read some of this. This Indrajit, he had defeated Indra, the son of Ravana. Then ultimately he was also killed. It's very, very detailed. And monkeys were killed. They had to be brought back to life by Hanuman. He had to go. He couldn't. It was three herbs he was supposed to get, and he brought back the whole mountain. Don't try this at home. He went to Himalaya. He said, gee, I don't even know what these herbs are. He said, let me just grab the whole mountaintop. Went back to Sri Lanka with it. When the city's crossroad, this is Sri Lanka, when the city's crossroads, platforms, flags, and golden water pots on its domes were all destroyed, the entire city of Lanka appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants. Then Ravana, the master of the Rakshasas, saw the disturbances created by the monkeys. He called for Nikumba, Kumba, Dumraksha, Dumuka, Surantaka, Narantaka, and other Rakshasas, and also his son Indrajit. Thereafter he called for Prahasta Atikaya, Vikampana, and finally Kumbhakarna. We know he's another manifestation of Jai Vijay. So that was very interesting. And Madhva's a manifestation of Hanuman. His day, he's born today, right? Today's his birthday. So that's coincidental, we'll say. He induced all his followers to fight against the enemy. So in the same way that Hiranyaksha is fighting Varaha, heavy, heavy anger all over the place. Lord Ram, Chandra, surrounded by Lakshman and the monkey soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandamada, Nila, Angada, Jambavan, Panasa, attacked the soldiers of the Rakshasas who were fully equipped with various invincible weapons like sword, lances, bows, prasa, rishtis, sakti arrows, khadgas, sharp swords. That's a weapon that described and predicted in the Chaitanya Mangala that the Senapati Mariagupta described, well, just described there in that book, but that Kadgada, the famous verse, what does it say? Chari Dori Desh, what is it? When they go to other places, people from India, they try to take shelter there, but Prabhupada, he's the Senapati general, he'll go there with his sword of sharpened knowledge and he'll cut their attachment. So, and it's called Kadgada. The same word is used, okay. So Lord Ram, surrounded by Lakshman and the monkey soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandamada, they have all these weapons. Angada and other commanders of the soldiers of Ram faced the elephants, the infantry, the horses and chariots of the enemy and hurled against them big trees and mountain peaks, clubs and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ram killed Ravana's soldiers who had lost all good fortune. When you go up against, just like we're reading about Vibhuti Mat, So Ravana wanted to take Lakshmi in the form of Sita away and enjoy. So when we try to enjoy separate from Krishna, this is what happens. It destroyed like these rakshasas. We're as good as rakshasas, this whole material world full of rakshasas. Nunam pramatta kuru te vikarma yara indriya pritya. They're vikarmis. Okay, we're just going to read some shlokas. I can't get into purports. So, thereafter, Ravana, the king of the rakshasas, observed his soldiers had been lost. He was extremely angry. Let's see what word they have. There's many words for angry. Rushta. It's related to Rosha. You know, and here they use the word Rushta. The king of the rakshasas, Rakshapati. He observed his soldiers had been lost. He was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his airplane, which was decorated with flowers. He also had a flower airplane. And proceeded toward Lord Ram, who sat on the effulgent chariot brought by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramchandra with sharp arrows. Whoa. Ravana is out of control, just like Hiranyaksha, and shooting arrows at the Lord. Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool. You resemble a dog. For as a dog steals edibles from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence you have kidnapped my wife Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You're the most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you." Yachami kala eva kartor. What does it say here? Alangya birya. I, being omnipotent, never fail in my attempt. Kala eva. Kalosmi loka. He says, like time, I will punish you. Everyone is mrityu sarvaharaschan. Kalosmi. Krishna says, I am time. And I am death. I've come to kill everyone on this battlefield. Prabhupada says, Nadaivat parambalam. No one can surpass the strength of transcendence. Ravana was so sinful and shameless, he did not know what the result would be, kidnapping Sita, the pleasure potency of Lord Ram. Okay. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramchandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow, which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Bibeda, asrik, banam savajram ivatadrayam bibed, evang kshipam danushi sanditam utsasarja banam savajram. Ibatadhidayam bibeda sasrigvaman dashamukarnyapata vamana vimanabdahedi jalpati jane sukrativa rikta. Nice verse. Aha, alas. After rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramchandra fixed his arrow to his bow. He aimed at Ravana, released the arrow, which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. It says, Vajran. Danushi, the bow. Sahidam fixed it. Utsa released toward him Banam, an arrow. Vajramiva, like a thunderbolt. Hadridayam, in the heart of Ravana. There you go. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Ha, ha, alas, alas, what has happened? What happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. So in the Gita, Prabhupada says, in Gita, kshine punye marchalakam vishante, when the results of pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall to the earth. And then the whole purport. Thereafter, all the women whose husbands had fallen in the battle, headed by Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, came out of Lanka, continuously crying. It says, Prarudantya Upadravan. They came near to the dead husbands. the dead bodies of Ravana and the other Rakshasas. Svan svan bandun parisvadya lakshmane shubir arditan. Striking their breasts in affliction because their husbands had been killed by the arrows of Lakshman, the women embraced their respective husbands and cried piteously in voices appealing to everyone. Ha hata sma vayam nata loka ravana ravana kam nyaya charanam lanka tradvihina paradita. Oh, my Lord, Master, you epitomize trouble for others. So the wives know that. The wives, they know that. Therefore, you were called Ravana. Ravana means to make others cry. Ravana, Ravana. But now you have been defeated. We also are defeated. Without you, the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom will it go for shelter? Ravana's wife, Mandodari, and the other wives knew very well how cruel a person Ravana was. The very word Ravana means one who causes crying for others. Ravana continuously caused trouble for others. But when his sinful activities culminated by giving trouble to Sita Devi, he was killed by Ram. There was one instance in India, more than one, where Prabhupada chastised the devotees living in India, saying, you have become like Ravana. Because the import, I think, what I've heard was that the devotees came and they were hiring people to do this and acting, you know, like, okay, now we're in India. As soon as they got a few extra rupees, they would become in the mood of enjoying. Just like when TKG, Giriraj, and others, they got a flat. It was kind of nice apartment before they had their Juhu land. Or they might have had it, but they couldn't live there. And Giriraj writes in his book, and Prabhupada came in and they had painted it, and Prabhupada said, so what are you doing in this flat, in this apartment? And he said, oh, Prabhupada, you know, we'll have this and that. And Prabhupada said, yes, there must be deities here, and you must continue preaching. Don't just lay back like Hiranyakashipu. He called it pranopajivanam. Pranopajivanam means when you live by... not pranopajivanam. Deshopajivanam. Besho means dressing. Beshopajivanam. Besho means dress. That you'll dress like sadhu and go begging, but you'll use the money just for sense gratification. So this is a very nice term that Prabhupada introduced. Many times they dressed like Prabhupada when he was a young boy, even 3, 4, 5. His father would invite sadhus to the house, and Prabhupada understood that they were beshopujivanam, dressing like sadhus and just begging for money like that. So, okay, so that's it. Means becoming like Ravana. Anything, any other comments? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, Lakija. Like